suppose it was connected to the water pipes, and you just had it sticking up in the yard with a thing that you turned on to get the water out. What would you call that?
Well, you have to call it a spigot.
Spigot. Still be a spigot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When you buy things at the grocery store and they put them in something for you to take it home, what do they put it in?
A paper bag or box, either one.
And what you call a very large bag that's made out of heavy, rough cloth that's loosely woven that you might tote potatoes in or something like that?
Well, we call it a croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
Yeah.
Okay, what you call a small musical instrument about like that you blow into to make music?
Well, we call it a music box.
Music box.
Yeah.
That's pretty. And what you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal that you hold between your teeth and you pick?
That's a jussab.
You want to say that again so I can get it?
Jussab. That's what they call that.
Juice?
Jussab.
Jussab.
Yeah.
And what do you call a long piece of equipment that children use in the playground? It's a long board, and there's a child at one end and a child at the other, and they go up and down when they play.
They call that a seesaw board.
Seesaw board.
Yeah.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Just goes round and round outside.
I think you got me on that one.
What is that?
A merry-go-round.
Yeah. It's, children use it to play on. They jump on it and it twirls around and around and around.
Well, it couldn't it be no more than a merry-go-round.
Okay. It could be a merry-go-round, sure.
Yeah, that's...
Did you ever hear it called a flying Jenny? Or a whirligig? Anything like that?
No, I ain't got much of that.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes?
We call it a oilstone.
Oilstone?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of different fences do you know? What kind of fences, for instance? Of course, you have a...
Well, I know a wire fence.
That's a wire fence, okay. And if a fence is made out of wood, what kind of fence would you
Well, have? We call that a slat fence.
A slat fence?
Yes.
And how is that? What does that look like, a slat fence?
Well, now, we got them come up like that, and then we got them come this way.
In other words, you have a post maybe like this, a post coming up and down.
Yes.
And then the slats would fit between there like that?
From this post to
that post, right there?
Yes.
And another slat here maybe?
Yes. You can put three or four.
I see. As many as you want.
Yes.
As many slats.
Of course, I have seen them with six of them.
Uh-huh.
That's when you got bad cows, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Do you know of any other kind of wooden fences?
No, I don't think it's both them, too. One up and one crossways.
Yeah, how about something like this when you have the wooden pieces maybe leaning up like this across each other? Have you ever seen that kind of a fence?
Yes, I seen them, but I don't know what you call
them. You don't have a particular name for that,
huh? No.
Okay.
They build that mostly for keep hogs out.
Uh-huh.